patterns and what's been taught to me and told to me by members of those very ranks. So I'm fairly certain in my own mind. One only needs to look very closely at the shareholders, the owners of the Federal Reserve banks in the United States. One only needs to look at the owners and stakeholders of the parent corporation. Look at the powers behind the Vatican interests and so on, and you start to build up a very keen pathology of who's who and what's what. Most of the people who are in power in the world at the tip of the pyramid, they are not evil, and they are not even aware sometimes of what's going on in the basement. But there is a separation between the capstone of that pyramid and the body politic, and there is an intercessionary level there, and that is where, by and large, the priesthood that I'm referring to harbors themselves and acts as a disconnect between the leadership and the body politic. So the leadership is driven in a particular way, and the body politic is saying, hey, we want to go in that direction, but the leadership is driving in that direction. And there's a disconnect, and it's the intercessionary or the priesthood that stands between the two that is doing the subverting. Mm-hmm. And who are the agents of subversion? There are more of them, one imagines, than you and I would care to imagine. That much I've certainly learned from the films I've made on Satanism and on generational Satanism and on how many practicing Satanists, for instance, are purported to exist in the United States of America alone. If you knew the demographic, it is staggering.
So what is that number? Do we have what those numbers are?
The very best, most informed opinions that we've received from people in those ranks themselves, whistleblowers and survivors of ritual Satanism, generational Satanism, it's anywhere between 9% and 11% of the entire population.
Oh, that's pretty significant.